You are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
Good morning, Dr. Catherine. How are you?
Good morning. I'm fine. How are you?
I am fine, thanks. Thank you for joining us this morning. I hope that you are well. Can you hear me clearly?
I can hear you now.
Oh, okay. All right.
I was moving to where there is better movement.
Okay. All right. Well, while we wait for Dr. Catherine to settle, I will give the foundation of what we want to talk about today. As followers of Christ, Christian women are called to reflect God's character in their lives. God is truthful and just, and He expects His children to embody these qualities. Honesty and integrity are essential aspects of living a life that honors and glorifies God. So we are going to be talking about aspects of Christian living and hospitality, and then how women can embody those things as is expected of us. Are you ready, Doctor?
Sorry?
I'm saying, are you ready? Can we get started? Have you settled?
Yes, please.
Okay, awesome.
Yes, yes,
right. So, how does honesty and integrity reflect the character of God? How do you think honesty and integrity reflect the character of God?
So, honesty and integrity reflect God's character, because we are told in the Bible what God's characteristics are: His love, His just. We are told what God is like: His truth and kind. Mm-hmm. So when we show these characteristics in our daily lives, it means that we are reflecting God's character, since as Christians we are following what God wants us to do. Mm. So we are obedient, and then we surely reflect all these characteristics, and people will easily know that, oh, we align ourselves to what God wants humanity to be. In other words, we are like representing God in a way.
Okay. And you basically answered what I wanted to ask next, to say, like, why is it important for women to emulate these qualities? And like you said, we are ambassadors of Christ. We are ambassadors of God, and people pay attention to how we live, even if it is subconsciously. The way that we carry ourselves influences other people. So we need to be able to embody those qualities as not to bring God's name to disrepute. So we can't be now out of order in public, in front of people, or even in our own homes, knowing that we are influencing other people. We are standing as ambassadors of Christ. So yes, it is important to have those qualities. So now, can you share examples of women in the Bible who demonstrated such qualities, who emulated the qualities of God, and what we can learn from the way that they lived their lives?
Yes. So examples in the Bible of women who represented God in their lives, in their character, meaning that they reflected what is good, what is true, and what is beautiful. I know about at least 16 women in the Old Testament and about 8 in the New Testament. I'll just mention 3 in the Old Testament. So in the Old Testament, we have an example of Ruth. Ruth clung to her mom-in-law even after the husband had died. She could have easily said, oh, this is where we part company.
Mm-hmm.
Your son is gone. Let me see if I can make it somehow. Maybe I'll find another man to marry me, and so on. But she clung to the mother-in-law. And even from her mother-in-law, we can still learn something, because it means that there's something that she saw in the mother-in-law and in the God of her mother-in-law.
Right.
And no wonder she said, where you go, I'll go, and your God will be my God. It means that, first of all, the mother-in-law was representing God aright, so that this daughter-in-law could cling to her. And so she thought that was more important in her life, to just live with this lady who was now, I'm sure, elderly, older than her, since she had had a son. The son died. She must have been older than her, and she clung to her, and we find that for sure, later on, she was blessed. She was able to get married to another man, a wealthy man, Boaz. And so we find that it is important for us to be able to reflect to those around us something good, so that people might cling to us and choose to live with us, as Ruth did, and clung to her mom-in-law. Then we also have Dorcas. Dorcas, in the Bible, was doing good works, was making clothes. She was a tailor for the needy and the poor, such that when she died, they remembered her, and they mourned her because of what she had been doing. She had been a good example of how God wants us to live, to take care of those that are needy, those that are poor, and not to be selfish, to be hospitable in other ways. Then we also have Abigail in the book Samuel. Abigail was hospitable to David and his servants. David and his servants were running away from Saul, because Saul wanted to kill David. And David sends a team of his servants to go and ask for water, for food, in a polite way, from this husband of Abigail, who was called Nabal, and he was. He was mean, he was bad-hearted, and in other words, he was abusive. But we find that when he did not treat these people well who had been sent by David, David was angry. He was a great warrior at this time, and he was raging to say, I'm going to kill him and all his men. But Abigail quickly, wisely went and pleaded with David, and he gave them food and water, whatever the husband had denied them,
right,
and asked that he should not shed blood, and that God will bless him even in his kingdom. And we find that our words can influence others for bad or for good.
Right.
And David was able to listen to Abigail. And why did Abigail avert this, what would have been a calamity, is because she knew God. She represented God aright, and she was able to seek for peace. She was able to humble herself, seek for forgiveness on behalf of her foolish husband.
Right.
And we find that she saved the day. Other ladies, Lydia, also Lydia in the New Testament. Lydia shared the good news with her household, and was hospitable to Paul and others. She invited them in after she had been baptized. So it means that after we know God as women, we should be able to show God's character in our lives.
Right.
We should be hospitable.
Mm-hmm.
And that was also a way of ministering to them, showing that indeed she knows God now. She's a different woman. And the last one I'll mention is Joanna. Joanna in the New Testament as well.
Okay.
This one was the wife of a servant of King Herod. And, of course, they were rich. But we are told that she joined other women, used her resources to take care of Jesus and the apostles as they moved from place to place. So indeed, as women, it's so important that we show God's character in our lives once we call ourselves Christians.
Mm-hmm.
And also, especially because in our homes, we are bringing up families. We need to be a good example in our right. in our conduct.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's true. That's true. And you've segued really perfectly to what I wanted to ask next, because I wanted to look at the connection between a woman emulating these qualities and how that contributes to building solid relationships, solid trustworthy relationships with their families, with their friends, and in the community. How do you think that plays a role? The emulating these qualities of Christ, how do you think that plays a role in the relationships that women build?
So emulating the characteristics of God in our lives as women plays a big, big raw
mm-hmm.
in the home and wherever we are, in the church and at work, in the home, because these children are growing up, and women who spend more time with the children than their father, who has to go and fend for the family. Of course, nowadays, even women will go out, but still the woman who have more time with the children than their father.
Mm-hmm.
And so it means that all that time, whatever we do, whatever we speak, is inculcating in these children who are growing up. We are giving them an example
mm-hmm.
of positive or negative in the way we talk, in the way we treat the other members of the family, where it may be our maids or our servants or our other relatives who come. It means we should show the example that we know God. Whether it's at church, we must not be different, so that people say, oh, this person is so different when she's at work,
right,
and different when she comes to church.
Mm-hmm.
Because we can also be missionaries with our conduct, meaning that those at work can come to know Christ through us mm-hmm. if we are showing God's characteristics in our manner of work, being honest in our work, being faithful in our work, meaning that we are always early at work, not the one who they say, oh, that one is always late.
Mm.
That is not representing God
wow.
correctly.
Mm-hmm.
And also making sure that our work is excellently done.
That is true. I think the way you answered basically covered all the bases of the things that we wanted to look at in terms of how the practical ways that a woman can show her honesty and integrity in her Christian life. And you did say that in her work, in how she conducts herself, there always needs to be honesty and integrity, and that it influences the people around her. So thank you for that, Dr. Catherine. I just wanted to ask, regarding this discussion, do you have any closing remarks, any last words you'd like to share before we wrap up this segment?
Yes. So how then do we maintain our personal integrity, moral character as women in today's culture? Because today's culture promotes values that are quite contrary with the Bible. So mm-hmm. it's important then to remain connected to God through prayer.
Right.
To remain intentional that we want to represent God aright, and to pray about it, because it won't come automatically.
That's true.
But we must cultivate that. And one way is feeding our mind with things that are good. Philippians 4 verse 8, one of my favorite verses, says, mm-hmm. whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is pure, whatever is worthy of praise or excellency, think about these things. It means we're always thinking about things that are noble, true, that are positive. Mm-hmm. And these we can only find in God's book. True. And as we think about these things, that's what will come out of our lives. That's the way we'll behave. And that's the way we'll show as an example to our family and those around us to follow.
Amen. Thank you so much. Thank you for joining us this morning, Dr. Catherine. And I hope the people who are listening, especially the women, understood the importance of making sure that the way that you live does not shame the name of God, because we are living for God. We are living under His name. We are His ambassadors. We are residents of His kingdom. So we have to live like residents of His kingdom. And that means we need to have honesty and integrity in the way that we carry ourselves. Thank you so much, Dr. Catherine. And I hope you enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you so much. Have a lovely day too.
Thank you. That was Dr. Catherine, and that is the end of that segment.
You are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.